Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. And hello. Welcome into the Eric St. Joe Podcast, the daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports studio. Online at impactpowersportsmi.com. You go to Rockford, Michigan, along 14 Mile Road, and there is an amazing business called Impact Power Sports. Go there and check out what they have to offer. An amazing, amazing selection of ATVs, UTVs, motorcycles, scooters. When I say motorcycles, I mean like dirt bikes, which are just so much fun. Not to mention e-bikes. You can get your hands on a Yamaha golf cart. They are the absolute best. Head over there. You even get free popcorn. Like, you walk in, they've got up like a popcorn machine. Get the popcorn and then maybe take one for a test ride in the parking lot. They've got a complete service department that can help you if with your existing gear that you already have that you like to rip up the trails on. That's Impact Power Sports online at impactpowersportsmi.com. IMKO is here, who sent me an amazing story that I cannot wait to talk to you about. Israel's level of warfare is just off the rails, bonkers. You'd think that a country had that has the ability to do what I'm going to tell you about later on in this show would have had no problem keeping, the bad guys out when they attacked about a year ago. My God, wait until you hear what Israel is doing to Hezbollah, which is a terror organization in Lebanon. But they're doing it in kind of like an indiscriminate way that, like, children are getting hurt. And I don't care for that at all. Lebanese children. I got to be careful what I say. My sweet neighbor across the street's Lebanese. You know. But this is unbelievable. Chris says, are you referring to that little guy Hezbollah? That little Russian? No. No, come on now. You know what I'm talking about. Woke up this morning to a little bit of distress. So it's 5:20. The alarm goes off. I look at it. I've got several missed calls from my daughter. Red flag. Trouble. Came in between 3:45 and 4 a.m. I call back. Nothing. I check her location. She's at the local hospital. I'm like, oh, fuck. Call, nothing. Kenny says, did she lose her DS case again? And I'm laughing because everything's fine. Everything's fine. I don't want to keep you hanging on like, oh, yeah, wait till the end to tell you that she's fine. I hate that. So I call Ash, her boyfriend. Phone rings.
Hello.
Ash. It's EZ.
Yeah, what's going on?
What's happening? Why am I getting calls?
Well, here, I'll tell you what's going on.
Now, as you know, Ash was born a female and is transitioning to become, well, is a male. And so Ash's voice is now deep as fuck.
Yeah, so anyway, this is what's going on.
And I guess Madison had like a migraine. And according to Ash,
yeah, you know, normally she sits through it and works through it, but she couldn't take it this time, so she went to the hospital.
Like, all right. Everything okay, though?
Yeah, she's fine.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Now, Madison is known. I mean, I have to pay for a lot of trips to the emergency room. It's not out of the question to be, I mean, pretty much every month out of the year, I'm setting up another hospital payment plan. They love her, okay? When they see her walking into the emergency room, they're like, oh, yeah, roll out the red carpet. Here we go. Somebody's spending some money. I guess she's fine. After I got a hold of her, I was like, do I need to do anything? Do I need to? No. She writes, she's fine. I'm like, oh, okay, if you say so. I have had one migraine in my life. And it was because I don't have migraine headaches that I was concerned that I was having some type of like brain bleed. And so were the doctors, for that matter. This was ridiculous because it was like a Saturday night, and then this wakes me up from a stone cold sleep, and the intense pain was nothing like I've ever felt before. I have had an unremarkable life when it comes to ailments, knock on wood, and medical issues. So here I am, I don't know, 30 years old. And Diana, I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe. So I couldn't move. And Madison had to stay home with the kids. They were very young, Jim and Jack. They're both like, you know, 5, 6 years old, 4 or 5, 6 years old, somewhere around there. So I call my buddy Andy, and he is just getting out of Moose's in downtown Knoxville for foam dancing. So WIMZ would sponsor foam dancing. So what they do is all these machines spew out all this fucking foam onto the dance floor, and everybody gets shit-faced and dances in foam. So IMZ sponsors that, and Andy's there like doing an appearance, and he's bombed. I call him and he picks up. Yeah, hey, Easy, what's going on, man? Andy, I'm fucked up. Yeah, me too. I'm just driving around. I go, Jesus Christ, Andy. I go, I got to get to the hospital. You got to come get me. I can't see anything. I'm blind. I'm arcing. There's white flashes all through my eyes. This migraine. And I'm dying. I go, you got to take me to the hospital. It's either a migraine or I'm about to die. I'll be right there. Now, this vehicle, it was a giant excursion, I think they were known as. And it had yellow lights on it on the top because, you know, you show up to do the remote at like the fucking convenience store and you put the truck up and you turn the lights on and you're like, hey, the Air Aces are there from WIMZ. Oh, my God. And this is one of those old school ones that had a giant antenna. And then, like, you hit a button and the antenna rises. You can broadcast live on location. Excuse me. So he goes, all right, man, I'm coming. He turns the lights on. And he's racing through Knoxville to get to where I am. He pulls up. Two wheels on the grass. Diana walks me out to the car. I get into the fucking thing, and it's just like, I'm like, God damn, you are bombed. He goes, hey, don't worry, I got it. It's cool, easy, I got you, motherfucker. Let's go. Off we go to St. Mary's. He puts me in a wheelchair. He walks me into the waiting room, and the security guard is more concerned with him than me because he's like fucked up, you know? And they actually convinced him to wait in the waiting room to make sure, because he wanted to leave. Like, hey, maybe you should wait for him. And I think they were like trying to like make sure that he doesn't drive. I'm surprised they didn't call the cops on him. I mean, he's drunk. They get me in there. They do a CAT scan. Is that the one? CAT scan? PET scan? I don't know. To make sure that they were concerned. They were concerned that I was having some type of brain bleed. Nothing. And then they gave me something known as Thorazine. And I remember it being like a red liquid. And they gave me an IV and they injected me with Thorazine, or maybe it was a shot or something like that. And holy shit, I'm laying there and then the pain just kind of like subsided over time. And oh God, that was it. That was the one and only time. I think I was in more danger because of Andy, who I still talk to this day. He is still in Knoxville. In fact, his wife is on that radio station, Z93. But my God, so Madison is, I guess, fine. Okay. So that means another bill coming down the pipe. She gets concerned about money. And Madison is an anxious little bugger. So even if I was circling the drain financially, you don't want to let her know that. Just like, hey, oh, come on now. It's fine. I got the fraud bus. Everything's cool. Bob writes, I've only recently experienced my first migraine. Knew they were bad because my ex got them regularly, but holy shit, they are horrible. Was so bad, I was blind in one eye and tunnel vision in the other. Yeah. I don't know what's going on there. I remember my brother Jim, World Book Jim. For the longest time, he had them from a very young age. And that's where I learned the term arcing. Because, he's like, oh, no, I'm arcing. Like, what does that mean? I'm seeing lights in my eyes. I'm about to have them. It's like warning him, you better strap it in. Sit tight, Kemosabe, because trouble's on the way. And then, sure enough, it went ahead. Nick says, it's called an aura. I get migraines regularly. By the way, Micro Mike is in here. Love that from Lions Chat. Micro Mike, oh my God, it's been too long. How are you, buddy? So he would then, the migraine would hit minutes later. And so we slept in the same room. So for the entire night, this is what I hear. And I'm like, holy fuck. I get up and go into my mom's room. Mom, what? Jim's freaking out. What do you want me to do about it? Tell him to go somewhere else? He's not listening to me. I would say, yeah, you're not sleeping. Can you at least just go into another room to have your fucking wailing session? Holy shit. Kenny says it sounded like a gorilla having an orgasm. Nick says my first migraine was so bad I threw up from the pain. Oh, yeah, I did too. On that night when Andy was drunk driving me with the yellow lights on in the IMZ truck to the hospital. Like, I got to puke. Oh, my God. So I guess she's okay. Speaking of terrible noises, today I was pulling my clips for today's edition of Who Are These Free Beers on Patreon. And one of the things, because what I do is I will listen and then I will make notes. So then I go back. After all my notes are made, and this is over a period of a week or so because the show is every week now. Thursday, September 12th. Pardon me. Friday, September 13th, because last Thursday we did a show. All right. So right after that, I start to gather clips for this week's show. By the way, AIDS writes, didn't know you were the Griffins announcer. Pretty cool. Let's go Red Wings. Year 20 this year. Go Wings. So on Friday of last week, I start compiling clips for this week. And one of the clips I pulled, it says 2 hours and 48 minutes, 22 seconds. Friday, September 13th. During the Paired with an Idiot segment, Kelly makes a fucked up noise. Now, you know how much I think she is the only thing worth listening to. I've said that many times. I have said this. I've said she's great. She's entertaining. She's funny. She's bold. She's afraid. She's not witty. She's not afraid to speak her mind. And she does all of this. Despite, first of all, a speech impediment / disability and all of these noises. So I pulled the noise that I'm referring to. And then I went, you know, I think I have a folder full of several of these noises from recent episodes of Who Are These Free Beers? I'm pretty sure I have that. So I looked, and I did. I have a grand total of 6 of these weirdo guttural noises. It's really tough to explain what's going on there. They're so odd that you would actually have to try to make these noises if you were anyone else. I made them out into a montage for you to check out. So I want to play that for you right now. This is just going to be one of the things we're going to park on when we do Who Are These Free Beers, episode number 27 today on Patreon, which you can get for free, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Here you go. This is the latest montage. Kelly making weirdo noises.
No, you can't.
Costa Rica.
All right. We might need to digest this a little further. Hang on.
No, you can't.
Costa Rica.
That's so much of an overstimulation on a normal person's brain that it's actually tough to put into words how that can make you feel.
No, you can't.
Costa Rica.
Bob says, music to my ears. What, this?
No, you can't.
Costa Rica.
Voice of an angel, says Bob. Jimmy says, sounds like The Exorcist. Jeremy also says, voice of an angel. IMKO says, just put the first one on a loop. That. I think they're all worthy of a loop. What's happening here?
No, you can't.
This might be one of the most unfortunate things that has ever happened to any woman in the history of the human species. Women generally are a little concerned with what is passable or acceptable in our culture. Appearances. And I think noises made by a person also is in that descriptor. I mean, a lady would, if she's going out on the town and wants to make a great impression, she would make sure she looks as lovely as she's capable, and probably would not want to make fucking weird noises. If you're out on a date with this thing. I'm just going to say it. I think that this is why she is now single. I mean, if I was married and I didn't know that my chick made noises like this. I'd say that's it. I'm leaving you. And I'm moving far away. Becky says, it's like you're waterboarding my ears. Linda says, let's call Ross and ask him. No. Ross is very private. And I keep my conversations with Ross very close to the vest. I was speaking with him yesterday, in fact, about a topic. That I can't get into. It's not my place to say. It's Ross's place to say. I am trying to get Ross on the show. I have a concept for a podcast with Ross. And I put it before him, and he's intrigued, but I don't think he's going to do it. He is a very, he's not reckless like I am. He's very thoughtful and deliberate in the thought process. And I would be shocked if Ross was ever on this podcast. But I do have a idea for a show. Kenny says, I wish Brandis was here. She always hated those previous times that you'd play montages of her. Well, I don't know why.
Costa Rica.
I have been accused many times of playing sounds drop so much that they just get drilled into the ground. And I'm going to have to agree with you on that. But I don't think that I can get enough of these noises. I seriously, I'm fascinated by these noises coming out of her mouth as I am to look at like pictures of the Crab Nebula in the cosmos. Okay, if I had my choice of spectacular things, and it's all James Webb Telescope images, or this, it's a toss up.
No, you can't.
Equally interesting is how Greg and Chris don't acknowledge this. This is total proof that that show is lost. The show was built on busting balls because of things like this. I mean, Greg still to this day gets hammered when he speaks gibberish or nonsense or whatever the fuck or says a stupid thing. They still make fun of him, but for some reason, I think they're intimidated by her. She's bigger than everyone there. She's a tall girl. She can kick some ass. Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
I would not, I mean, especially after busting her balls about these weirdo noises.
Like, no, you can't.
I would not want to run into her. She would beat the shit out of me. Okay? She's like 6'5". She is a tall, tall lady, and she's like lean. Like muscle mass. I think she could kick the fuck out of me. So I want you to know that for the sake of this show, I'm putting myself in harm's way. I am putting myself in great peril by putting the Kelly Cheese weirdo noise montage front and center for the world to enjoy. And that's because I'm pretty great. But for Greg and Chris or anybody not, I mean, to like act like this isn't happening, I don't know why they're doing that. To me, that's a missed opportunity for hilarity. Jeremy says, you even had a whole montage of neck queefs. Yeah, Greg, when he would drink Diet Coke, the carbonation would do something to his like throat. And then every now and then you'd hear a noise like this weirdo crackle. And I was like, God damn, what's going on? We described it as there's like a quado inside of his body trying to get out, like the character from Total Recall. Oh, we had a hell of a time laughing at that. Chris says it sounds like she's puking. I know. And they don't address it. They like don't pay attention to this. It's like she said to them, hey guys, I don't want to make fun of the noises I make. Jesus. Kenny says, these sounds make my penis crawl up inside of me. Please stop. It's hard enough to see my cock already. Yeah, I know. And I'm kind of glad that I'm getting out in front of this now before we get into who are these free beers today. Because otherwise, we would spend the whole goddamn show commentating about these noises. And we wouldn't even play any other clips. We just play clips of Kelly making weirdo noises. Bob says, because he, you know, I encourage you guys to listen to their show. And if something comes up, by all means, let me know that we need to catalog and clip and talk about on Who Are These Free Beers weekly show, Patreon. Shameless plug. Bob writes, old Greggy had a real bad case of the sniffles this morning talking about the latest Idiots for Underdogs charity gift. Right, right. They have established a charity and they give money away to people that need it. And it's like, that's fucking great. I love that. And Greg, in order to illustrate that it's like a touchy-feely moment, he will put his nose by the microphone right here and go. And he's acting like he is crying. It's awful. It's terrible. We could establish a montage of just Greggy sniffing. Oh, God. All right. I'm glad whoever it is got the money, whatever it is that they were doing. But there's a link from IMKO. I don't know if you can. I don't think you can post links here. So Kenny is interesting here because he's talking about how these sounds affect him. But then he says, Megan just got here. She was sad she missed the Kelly's cheese stuff. Eric, you need to play it again. You can't tell me. I mean, I can't. I love this. I am now a fan. I'm a fan of the noise. I'm a fan of them not acting like they notice it. I'm a fan of the montage.
No, you can't.
Costa Rica.
Any one of those you could play repeatedly, and it has a chance of causing a rip in the space-time continuum.
Costa Rica. Costa Rica. Costa Rica. Costa Rica.
Is that?
Costa Rica. Costa Rica. Costa Rica.
How do you do that? That's what she's doing. It's like fucking, I don't know, it's her with a little Roscoe P. Coltrane. Piano Finger Banger says, stop, I can't get more erect, any more erect. Jeremy says, I just jizzed again. Bob commenting on Free Beer's fake crying. He says he got three words out before the first sniffle. Quit being such a pussy and just do the story. You fucking bitch. God damn. By the way, Ben Glaze sent this along. Okay. Wow. Holy shit. What is happening here? Ben Glaze sent this to me. It is Free Beer's hair. And I wrote, he looks like he should be. He looks like the gay guy at the fucking malt shop in 1954 who's about to get beat up. Holy fuck. Meanwhile, on more Free Beer and Hot Wings news, Nick writes, did you see Free Beer had a Facebook post saying that his wife is a survivor of domestic violence? Well, did he punch her or something? That's weird. No, I didn't see it. Can you screenshot it and send it my way? I'm blocked. I would love to see it. You know, I don't know what's going on there. I don't think Freebeer would rat himself out and say that he had punched his wife or done something violent to his wife. I would need to see that before I would comment on it. I don't, you know, I can't just take your word for it, Nick. But I love you. Thank you. Send it along. I would love to see what Ding Dong wrote and why. What is the, is this like National Domestic Violence Awareness Month? Is that what's happening here or something like that? I mean, that's definitely not a thing to joke about. Kenny is making up stories. He says, that's awful that Freebear beat his wife. That I don't think he's saying that. Matt says, it's probably from bouncing her nose off the sex swing. That's a horrible statement. Runner girl Amy says, does Freebeer understand that growing your hair long doesn't distract from the receding hairline? Kenny says, didn't you just say that? No, I said that. I said what? He didn't possibly. There's no way he would have beat up his wife and then post about it. Kenny's over here trying to put words in my mouth for some reason. I don't know what your problem is, Kenny. God damn it. I am certain that Freebeer would never put his hands on a woman. For the record, anybody who was suggesting that is a moron. Rebecca says Freebeer's hair is awful. Yeah, it is. It is bad. It is bad. Really, really bad. Nick says it stood out to me because they covered up, I think I need to add the word allegedly to this. It stood out to me because they allegedly covered up a domestic abuser in their own studio for so long. Yeah, I don't know anything about that. Matt Peake says that, Kenny the Punisher is going to be hunting Freebeer now. Linda says he'd better not be referring to Coleman. Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know who he's referring to. I know that I know a little bit about her sexual history, Freebear's wife. Coleman has shared that with me because Coleman used to put his ding dong into the nose. Take a look at the screenshot here. The Burn King writes, I couldn't be more proud of my amazing wife, Kayla, surviving, thriving, and helping others in similar situations. Okay. I wonder if he ever reached out to Rachel, or she ever reached out to Rachel. Who, by the way, I just spoke to the other day. She's amazing. It was crazy because I reached out to her, and during the conversation, I said, hey, I've been seeing pictures on Instagram of you and a handsome gentleman. I'm happy for you. Looks like you're happy. Looks like you're doing well. She goes, oh, I broke up with him Sunday. I'm like, oh, fucking shit. Of course you did. God damn it. I knew I shouldn't have said it. Just my fucking luck. Course. All right. If you are enjoying the show on Facebook or YouTube, you have to go over to Twitch to get the rest of it. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live or download the Twitch app and then search Eric Zane Live. If you are not yet on Patreon, let me give a shout out for Patreon too before I let you go, because I just posted 40 episodes of the Lost Dude Shadoway recordings. Ben Glaze was able to access an old hard drive, said, "Easy, you need these. This is you." And I said, "Thank you." So before I get the cease and desist, okay, you need to go to patreon.com, sign up for 7 days, free, and get those episodes. Because it's coming. The C&D is on its way. I can promise you that. They're all up. The whole thing. I had like 6 or 7 up yesterday. I did the rest today. They are all there. Get them while you can, because it's coming. There is trouble brewing, and I will post the C&D so you can see for yourself. Jeremy writes, if anyone was wondering, yes, they are still as funny as they were the first time you heard them. So go get them for free for 7 days. You do have to put in a payment form. I want you to put in the payment form, sign up, and then cancel. I'm still giving you the 7 days free. Once that 7 days is done, then I want you to reassess. Is Easy worth my $5 or $10 a month? And I'm hoping you say yes, because I fucking bust my ass to make sure that there's plenty of interesting content on Patreon. patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up and get the Lost Dude Shadoway recordings. All right. Send me an email when you want to chat. Eric@ericzaneshow.com. Send the C&D to Eric@ericzaneshow.com. And then we'll go from there. Eric@ericzaneshow.com. That is the Shoreliners Striping inbox. Thank you so much. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. X brought to you by Blue Frost IT. Part of the open today brought to you by Kuiper Tree Care. These guys are great. They're in West Michigan. This dude right here is Ben. And you know what? Ben here is related to the Alleluias next door. Ben is the certified arborist. One of his employees, I forgot his name, Maureen knows his name, adopted one of Maureen's foster dogs. It's awesome. Great story. I forget his name. Does it begin with an L? What's his name again, Maureen? Anyway, Kuiper Tree Care, these guys are so good. 3 certified arborists, and they can help you with all these different services when it comes to, trees. Tree removal, tree pruning, land clearing, storm cleanup, stump grinding, tree risk assessment. You could call any tree service company. But Kuiper Tree Care supports the Eric Zane Show podcast. So please reach out to them for any of these things, now or in the future. 616-828-8225. That's 616-828-8225. Keenan adopted the dog. His name does not start with an L. He is also an arborist. David says, I hired them this morning to prune 3 huge trees. I had them prune some of mine, too. They did a great job. I have a beautiful silver maple in front of my house that needed to be cleaned up. And then they brought down that ridiculous pear tree. With a bald-faced hornet's nest in it. They did a great job. I think I sounded like I was drunk there. They did a great job. All right. While I'm at it, I God, the sponsors, I love them so much, but the list. We've gotten to a point now on the podcast where I'm getting close to being sold out. And that's a great problem to have. Let me just tell you that. If I ever do a show and you notice no sponsors, then you probably will be noticing that I'm like going out of business. Thank you to my sponsors. And thank you to you for calling upon them. You are a generous bunch. And you've proven time and again that you will support my sponsors. That's why my sponsors are here for so long. Take a look at that pain in the ass, Joe Martinez. I mean, Jesus Christ, we tell him every day to shut the fuck up, and he's still in here because it works. God damn it. Thank you to Joe, 616-516-8579. As annoying as he is the guru of all things heating and cooling in West Michigan. And he's really only annoying during the football season. And yesterday on Patreon, we talked about how he's probably going to run out of steam on the annoying Michigan shit if they start to get hammered. So collectively, we have to cross our fingers that USC destroys Michigan. And that will hopefully be the end of it. I mean, that would be weird if Michigan's like 2-8 and he's still saying, ay, 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 we about to no one, senor. Oh, Dios mío, go Wolverinos. Oy, oy, oy. You know, I mean, come on. Really? If you call Joe and schedule, he's going to tune up your furnace and do a diagnostic check on it, valued at $145, no charge. He's teamed up with DTE. DTE has chosen one HVAC company to partner with in West Michigan, and it's him. So if you have not taken advantage of this in the last 2 years, this is free for you. How awesome. 616-516-8579. Everybody's rooting for the Trojans in the chat. Hell, Chris Denham is a Michigan fan, and he's rooting for the Trojans. Chris doing an example of Joe's voice-to-text messages. Crack Buckeye voice-to-text, senor. Penche send. Yeah, it always comes up screwed up. Anyway, reach out to Joe. He's a pain in the ass. He was here earlier. We ignored him. Then he left. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV for everything car-related. If you have a regular plain old-fashioned car, if you have a hybrid or an EV, they are the experts. In the middle of Grand Rapids, Michigan, just a few blocks east of 131, is Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, the home for great food giveaway number, I don't know. Well, let's see. We did the first one right after I gave away the kidney. And the kidney was December 6, 2020. So this would be number 4. Right? Yeah, because it's 2024. All right. So there you go. 616-532-6600 for Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. And again, it's going to be great food giveaway number 4 with tampons. We will be collecting feminine hygiene products. Some of our beloved women in West Michigan are so underprivileged that they cannot get access to feminine hygiene products. All right? So we give those out at the Great Food Giveaway. Now, some people like cringe when they hear this talk, but fuck it. I mean, this is important. So we go full on into this. We go full on tampons, different sizes of tampons, different levels of absorbency on tampons. We go with pads. We even have period cups, which sound fucking delicious, frankly. No, I'm totally kidding. They don't. But if the old former Zaniacs hadn't like started stalking me, this would be a weird thing because Boring Dean would probably be the one to pass out. He'd want to pass out the period cups. And he'd probably slip whoever received them like a note. It says, hey, if you want to dispose of these, give me a call. That's coming up. Date to be determined. Love Irvine's. Always in touch with the community and doing great things. Chris says he already Venmo'd. Just Venmo'd you. Let's get the ball rolling. Oh, it's way too early. You can't send it now, ding dong. Not yet. We're not even close. Usually like a couple weeks before we start to run up. You must be rolling in dough, Chris. You're such a sweet soul. I appreciate you. All right. Maureen says, it's not awkward at all to ask the women what size tampons they need. Chris says, half paying attention. I always forget. Do we just do this for Thanksgiving or Christmas? The great food giveaway. This is a Christmas joint. Let's see. Megan says 2 years ago, we had too many meals at 200. Last year, we could have easily used 50 more meals and we had 100. 150 seems like a good idea. Meals for 150 people is what you're thinking. Stands to reason. It sure does stand to reason. Last year was the year that it was so annoying. And he's listening right now, and he just did this to be annoying. But I don't even know what he's up to these days. But, all right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.